Hi, hello. My name is Jenny from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you. Your answers are confidential and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote, likely to vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote?
Likely to vote.
Thank you. I am going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like you then to tell me if you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first name I have is Robin Ficker. Do you recognize that name?
No.
Okay. I have Donald Trump. Do you recognize that name?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Neutral.
Okay. How about Larry Hogan?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
All right. What about Chris Chafee?
No.
You do not recognize that name?
Do not recognize that name.
Okay, thank you so much. In the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Neutral.
Okay, if you had to choose, would you say strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
I appreciate it. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues for you? You can choose either very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first issue I have is energy independence for the country.
Very important.
Okay. Security and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt.
Somewhat important.
Alrighty. Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Who supports Donald Trump?
Republican? No. How important is that when deciding to vote? How important is that issue for you?
Oh, supporting Donald Trump?
Uh-huh.
Not that important.
Okay, not too important?
Not too important.
Thank you. How important is job creation and economy development?
Somewhat important.
I appreciate it. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am? How much longer is this survey? I just parked in my
It's
car,
about right? 2 minutes. It's about 2 more minutes.
Okay.
I'll do it as fast as I can, and I appreciate all your patience and help. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference to you?
Doesn't make any difference.
Okay. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference to you?
Doesn't make any difference to me.
Okay. Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate support conservative Republican values. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for Picker? Does not make any difference to you?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
I appreciate it. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for Hogan or does not make any difference to you?
More likely, much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does not make any difference to you?
Does not make any difference to me.
Okay, no effect. As governor, Larry Hogan locked down business, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does not make any difference to you?
Does not make any difference to me.
I appreciate it. I'd like to ask you again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
I appreciate it. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or a conservative Republican?
A moderate Republican.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
50 to 59.
Thank you. And lastly, can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
I appreciate it. These were all the questions that I had for you today. Thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.